Bloomington leaders are taking concrete steps toward the long-awaited O'Neill Pool project on the city's west side. The council has voted to hire a company to demolish the old, obsolete one with plans to replace it with a new pool or aquatic center. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner tells Ryan Denham the timing is good because the pool can't even be used this summer because of COVID-19.
The O'Neill Pool project is not just something that's recreation and an equitable policy decision. That is, it's about time that the West Side got recreation facilities and attempting to keep some of our, attempting to create more of a situation where the West Side has greater pride and things to do and greater resources that are more commensurate with those on the East Side. But it's also something that helps in terms of crime prevention, particularly for at-risk youth. And that's one of the things that, one of the reasons why I strongly support the O'Neill Pool. It's about time we started helping the West Side and investing in the West Side and not just the East Side, which has gotten over the last 30 plus years, not only a Taj Mahal type parks where the West Side has languished, but has also gotten lots of subsidies for developers and other things to the tune of many, many, many millions, tens of millions of dollars. And so we don't do that anymore. We're pursuing smart growth policies for sure. But it does definitely seem to me that the O'Neill Pool project, it has many, many advantages, and we should move with this forward as expeditiously as possible.
You know, this thing wasn't exactly on the fast track when the economy was booming, right? And, you know, you had a surplus, and now we're in a recession and there's a pandemic and your revenue streams are a bit more uncertain than they were a few months ago. You know, is this thing really going to happen?
Yes. The question is the scope of it and the timing, but absolutely. It has to happen. I don't think there are any council members right now who say we should just level the thing and just leave a vacant lot there. And that's definitely not something that, I would veto any attempt to try to stop this. And I think we are, fortunate to be moving forward. It's not as fast as I'd like, but then almost nothing in government happens as quickly as I'd like.
I want to pivot to COVID-19. Last Friday, the governor announced new rules on face coverings, setting the stage for fines if businesses do not enforce the state's mask requirement. What did you think of the governor's move last Friday?
Well, I think given the circumstances, he had to do something. Now, we do know that there are different rates of COVID incidents and problems and spread depending on where you're what geographic area we're referring to. In Illinois, Champaign, for example, has had almost three times as many per capita incidents as McLean County. But clearly, we do not want to go backwards. That would be horrible, not just for our state, but our region. Here in McLean County, that would be horrible for us to have to go backwards if we had even go back to stage three. So I think as much as possible, we've got to make this work. And I would urge everyone, whether they're Bloomington or normal residents, McLean County residents, to not take this for granted. Just because we are in phase four doesn't mean you shouldn't be wearing a mask or keeping social distancing and consistently washing your hands, et cetera. We want to be certain that we try to make sure these incidents level off so that we can move forward, not backwards.
And the governor says that he's encouraging municipalities like yours to pass their own mask ordinances that could be more strict than even the new state rules. Do you think the Bloomington City Council needs to do something of its own in passing a mask ordinance with specific fines and how it would be enforced?
Well, I think the latter question is helps influence the former, and that is, what would this look like? How could we enforce it? And are we going to require people to wear particular kinds of masks or just any mask? If it's just any mask, we know that they're not all created equally. It is the type of thing that generally speaking is better done on a regional, broader basis, like at the state level. That doesn't mean I would be opposed to it. It's just, I'd like to see what that might look like locally, because certainly one of the worst things that we could see here locally for our small businesses and business community and jobs is to go backwards and have to start shutting down again if we start having more of a spread. So we need to do as much as we can. So I think all options are on the table is the bottom line, Ryan.
Yeah, and earlier you mentioned that you're open to this idea of potentially the city taking its own step on requirements versus on masks. I guess, why aren't you more forceful on that? Why isn't that something that you want to individually push?
Well, the only reason why is the logistics, right? I mean, it would be because we would not probably pass something where that would be primarily punitive. We would continue to follow the practices we're currently following, and that is to remind people as much as possible. It's how would this be enforced? And what would the protocol be? You know, are all masks created equal? Those kinds of logistics are the things that I'd like to get some answers to before chest pounding and being an advocate for that. I'm certainly an advocate for doing things aggressively on COVID, but I think we need to do the right things and not just act for the sake of creating the illusion of activity or leadership.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner speaking with Ryan Denham. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their council meetings. Next week, hear from Mayor Chris Goose of Normal.